Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I am so excited to be with you this evening. It's been a while since we've done an evening session, and I'm just excited that I'm able to do my last 2010 session with you this evening. I'm excited that I have some good news for you. Transition. We're going to talk about transitions. We want to transition a new you into a new year with fire and desire, and that's what we're going to talk about today, fire and desire. I just want to say thank you to the sponsor of this show, which is Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey, no matter what that journey of life is. Celebrate it anyway, because that journey will take you to the next level of your life. And we also empower young girls with the power to dream, young girls the ages 9 through 17, equipping them to become successful and to have goals and dreams, and teaching them how to pursue those goals and dreams at a very early age. So welcome to Transformation Begins With You. It is so exciting tonight to talk about transitions. Transition a new you into a new year with fire and desire. You know, I got that title, Fire and Desire, from Tina Marie just passed a few days ago, and that was one of the songs that I remember, Fire and Desire, and I remember the passion that was in that song when she and Rick James would sing that song. And I know it's a love song, but it's also something that we need to have a passion like that with fire and desire about our transitions in life. I want to give you, we're only going to do a 15-minute session tonight, and I want to give you just some beautifully key points from Kiki Lockett, who is founder of Straight Talk. I'm going to bring some things from her perspective. I'm also going to talk a little bit about my mentor and some of the perspectives she brings about transition to a new year, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. So I just want to get started today. I hope you kick back and relax and you're listening in and you told your friends all about it, but I want you to get your pencil and your paper. You're going to want to write some of these things down. I want to talk about transitions. You know, we talk a lot about change here at Harvest Girls International. We talk about change and transition. So I want to talk about there is life after divorce and addictions and layoffs and disease and bankruptcies and surgeries and hurricanes and abuse and rejection. And there is life after all those things that happen in our lives, whether they're tragedies or whether they're good things. There's life after every event that happens in our life. We live to tell about it in most cases, and we live to go into a greater realm from that experience. And so we need to share our transitions with others as often as possible, because what you share with someone else empowers them and equips them to go through because of your testimony. Now, the dictionary says that transition means movement. That means something's going to happen. Nothing's going to stay the same. There's going to be movement. And it also means passage or change from one position. So that means nothing is going to stay the same in life. You're not going to stay in that comfortable, complacent position all the time. There's going to be a passage or a change. And you're going to change in the state that you're in or the stage of life that you're in. The subject will change. The concept will change. And the word change, meaning synonymous really with transition, it's like when you went from adolescent to adulthood. There were many transitions in that. There were many changes that took place in that. And so that's why transition is so important in life, because it is a part of life and it's going to happen. I want to say also, put some action behind your transition. Put some faith. Put some faith. Faith is action. Put some faith behind your transition. When things don't look good in the natural world, remember, we serve a supernatural God. With God leading you into victory, you can always plan for increase. You can plan for a comeback that will make you stronger and better than you were before. Transitions are here to keep us on our toes. Remember that. Transitions keep us on our toes. And you have choices as to how you will face your challenges and transition into a new phase of life. And sometimes you go into a denial before you go into the transition stage. You deny everything that's going on in your life and everything that's happening. And that only prolongs the transition. I want to talk because this is the end of the year. And during the end of the year, we always start to think about a couple of weeks ahead. We start thinking about what we're going to do for the new year, how we're going to change our life, how we're going to make changes. And we call them resolutions. And a lot of people don't make them. Many people won't even make them. They just say, I'm just going to work on some things. And I agree with that. Transition into the new year. Prepare yourself now to start thinking about some of the things that you want to focus on for the new year. I encourage you to take steps towards your vision and focus on what's truly important to you, your life. Dream a bigger dream. To do that, you must first make certain that you have a strong foundation on which to build your best life. Now, that may mean making a fresh start and transitioning into a new life for yourself. Many times we want to take those old things into the new year. And most times, in order to transition into a new life for yourself, a lot of those things will have to be left behind. Paul said in Philippians 3:13, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. And entering into a new year is the best time to let go of any attitude, project, relationship, or issue that weighs you down or impedes your progress toward a more purposeful and joyful life. And it doesn't make sense to build a vision on a foundation muddied with unfinished business, unresolved issues, hurts, and regrets, because the vision will not be fully realized. So there are some things that we have to let go of. So I asked you, what things do you need to leave behind in 2010? You may consider letting go of some things as you transition into a new year. I just want to help you just a little bit. These are just some things that Kiki talks about letting go of a new year in your transition. Number one, superficial status symbols. Superficial status symbols. Many people have to hold on to that title or to that certain relationship or that certain material possession that you can no longer afford, or something, that friendship that is really abusive, but it's because of who the person is that you feel that you need to have that friendship because that makes you feel better about yourself. And you don't need a friendship that will drain your energy, you're not receiving, you're giving out and you're not receiving back. Or it's just a plain abusive or inappropriate relationship. Love and respect others and expect to be loved and respected in return, and accept nothing less. I always say, a girlfriend and I named Venus, we always say, don't make people a priority when they have only made you an option. Remember that. Don't make people a priority that has only made you an option. And in other words, don't keep giving to people and giving to people, giving to people, and they keep showing you that they think nothing of you. That is not a healthy relationship. Number two, grudges and unforgiveness. They keep you stuck in the past and drain you mentally, spiritually, and over time can even make you physically sick. In order to be forgiven, you must learn to forgive. Procrastination, oh, that's a big one. Either get started, let the project go, or change the goal to something more manageable. Don't burden yourself by dragging this old habit into the new year. Procrastination. Number four, failures and mistakes. Don't bring them with you into the new year. Learn from them and move on. Projects and activities that you are not passionate about. You don't have time to spend on things that really don't matter to you. If you are not really into what you have volunteered to do or you have told someone that you would do, it's okay to go back and say, you know what, this is not my interest anymore. I am just not passionate about that. You're going to save yourself and others a whole lot of heartache if you just, to thy own self, be true. Number six, negative attitude. Make a choice not to rain on your own parade. Stop accepting the reasons you cannot have the life you want and start embracing the reasons you can have that life. Wishing and regretting. They do nothing to help you build a better future and leave you feeling powerless to change your lives. Wow. And here's one. Number eight, a broken heart. I bet that's many of your cases out there. I know at one time it was mine. Choose to let go of what was. Learn from the experience and start focusing on a vision for your future. And this is something that I like to share with you. Pray for the wisdom to identify what you need to let go of and for the courage to actually let it go. You will be delighted to see how God answers your prayer. Create your personal list so that your foundation for 2011 isn't cracked by negative influences, attitudes, or habits. Then choose to leave these things in your past. It is an act of faith. We hold on to the old because we are afraid to let go. So begin the year with a clear slate, rid of whatever you've been holding on to. Instead, make a phone call to someone with whom you have held a grudge. Get the ball rolling today. Let it go. And I just think that is awesome. And last but not least, you're never too young or old for a transition. I've always believed that knowledge was power, and in this case, so is courage. You have to have courage to transition. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You need to have courage, and you have everything that you need inside of you. Everything that you need is right inside of you. God has given you the power within to unleash you into the new year. And find out who that you is by spending some time with yourself. Just a few minutes to let you know. Here's some things that my mentor, Dr. Jewel, talks about. Make at least one life-altering resolution, whether it's your health, image, your time, relationships. In what areas of your life have you stopped because of fear, obstacles, or distraction? So you need to find dream again. Find a place in you to dream again. Plan, prepare, be prayerful, patient, passionate, and persistent. And you don't want to isolate yourself. Don't start isolating yourself from people. Now's the time to get out there and meet people and network and explore yourself and explore new people. There are new people out there to meet. And avoid wishful thinking, excuses, blame, and pity parties. And let go of the woulda, shoulda, coulda syndrome. And you just have to, the way to get started is to quit talking and start doing. And remember, you can't do it alone. Work on building your networking skills, relationships, mentoring, and professional alliances. Write your goals down and keep them visible. Remember, out of sight is out of mind. What's important to you this new year? Don't make promises or unrealistic goals to impress others. Identify your risks and balance them against the potential rewards. Relationships. You want to be in healthy relationships. You want to think about your health, develop your faith, and be discerning whom to share your goals and your dreams with. These are just a few little tips I just wanted to give you going out in 2010. I didn't want to keep you long today. I just wanted to do a little 15-minute talk with you today. But I want you to go to our website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And look us up and see what we're doing for the new year. We have some new chapters starting. We have a chapter starting in Atlanta, February the 5th. We have chapters coming in 2011, Dallas, Texas, San Francisco, California, and Honolulu, Hawaii. So God is moving and so are we. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that, my transition and how I had some fears and some anxieties about it and how I came through. So I want you to remember that transformation does begin with you, and no matter what it looks like, God can turn it around. I love you. I bless you, my sisters. Take this and run. This is gold. This is priceless. Use it for yourself and share it with others. I love you. till we meet again, stay tuned for the next time that we meet. And remember, pursue your passion with fire and desire. Until we meet again, bye-bye now.